G'day folks, and welcome back to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse, talking in an obnoxiously wild voice, introducing you to another lip-smacking, fun, action-packed episode of happiness and goodness. This week is a fun one, and it's a good way to flex the vocal muscle. And we're really having a good time with this show. Thank you so much, each and every single one of you that are taking the time to tune in to Happy Days, checking out what's going on, checking out who I am talking to, and learning a little something something. Maybe getting a little inspired, maybe getting a little motivated. That's the purpose of why I'm here. It's not about, you know, bragging about how many followers I got, or, you know, check out the latest this, the latest that, how many this, how many that, yeah, none of that typical today bullshit. No. I'm just here to simply provide a platform where we can all learn something really cool, really new, and reach out to each and every single one of you to say, hey, you can do it. You really can. I believe in you. Okay? Now, it's a weird world we live in, man, but I'm a firm believer in optimism, and I'm a firm believer in the kicking the shit out of goals. And this week's little chat is definitely a great motivator. I gotta say, I was a little intimidated going into this chat, I won't lie. First and foremost, because my guest is an absolute legend of his craft. But also, you know, I was a bit overwhelmed talking to someone that I hold in such high regard. And, I have aspirations to hopefully do something similar to what this guy does. Yep. This guy is a fun one, man. This episode this week is a great episode. I'm not going to beat around the bush, and which I've already done for the last two and a half minutes. Nope. Let's get right to the point. This gentleman needs very little introduction. You've heard his voice over the years. You've grown up with his voice. He is one of the most recognizable voices in Australian radio, TV. He is Mike Goldman. The voice, basically. I know there's John Farnham is the voice, but Mike Goldman's the other voice. This guy is recognizable from his work with those ads with Amart All Sports, Rebel, Triple M, Big Brother, Home and Away. You know, he's been there, done that. He has done phenomenal things as a voiceover artist, as an actor, as a host, and I can't believe I got the chance to talk to this guy. It was freaking awesome. And I learned so much from listening to this guy. And he's just got a real sense of fun about him. Like, I genuinely hope I get to talk to this guy again, because, man, I had such a good time. And sadly, you know, I felt a bit more relaxed towards the end. But, man, I was freaking nervous, you know, because it's Mike Goldman, dude. I get a little, you know, starstruck and a little bit intimidated in a good way from time to time when I talk to certain guests, man, because they're people that I've looked up to for quite some time, and Mike is one of those guys. He, you know, I myself am a budding voiceover voice actor, and getting the chance to talk to a guy like Mike was just so educational and so inspiring. And I really hope that there's heaps of you out there that, you know, have similar goals and aspirations that get something really cool from this episode, because there's a really, I cannot stress enough how awesome it is to have Mike on this show. And the knowledge that he passes on in this is great. He's straight to the point. He doesn't muck around. He just tells it how it is, and I got a lot more respect for the guy from this interview, man. I cannot say enough good things. This episode, once again, proudly brought to you by Freak Productions, my own little creative hub of awesomeness. If you haven't checked it out, please do. www.freekproductions.com. Why is it spelt that way? Well, if you look up freak in the dictionary, it actually says too weird to be a freak. So I thought it's appropriate enough. So there you can find all my books, my comic books, my podcasts, short films, everything. It's all there, man. And I've been a busy little beaver for the last couple of years and I'm proud as fuck of it. And getting to do this podcast is testament to that as well. And this episode with Mike Goldman is a real, you know, step in the right direction for me. I feel great the fact that I get to talk to people that have just really insightful information to pass on that motivates you. Whether, you know, doesn't matter what you want to do in life. You know, it can be wanting to be a voice actor, it can be wanting to be a writer, it can be doing something in sports. You know, it doesn't matter. As if you can get something from my podcast that helps you find a path in which to go achieve your own greatness, then you've got my absolute thumbs up, man. I've got your back. Without further ado, man, let's get on with the show, shall we? This is a fun one. This is Mike Goldman.
Hello there.
G'day, mate. Doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm super duper. Thanks for asking. Thanks for jumping on here and sharing your happy days with me, Mike.
My happy days. I've always had happy days. Let's share some happiness.
Let's share some happiness.
Isn't it funny the word happiness has penis in it?
It's true, isn't it? It's very unique.
Most things I meet with penis in it are happy.
Amen to that.
The wanted ones. The wanted.
Yeah.
Not that I've absolutely had any unwanted.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be the unwanted, so yeah, it's nice to be wanted, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So what's going on in your world, man? Everything good?
Are we starting? Is this started? Are we recording? Are we happening? Yeah. Is this the show?
This is happening.
Isn't there some little intro or something like that you push that goes, "Hey, everybody, it's Jesse Drachman all day."
You want me to do that?
All night, all day.
I do an intro as well, but let's do this. And welcome everyone to the latest episode of Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse Drachman. Welcome, Mr. Mike Goldman, to the microphone.
Great to be with you, Jesse Drachman. It's the Goldman and the Drachman coming at you live.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Yeah, so we're live, dude. This is great.
Yay! I thought you'd have an intro like this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jesse Drachman Show. If it's about rock and roll, this is where you'll find the soul. If you want to get your fist in the air and rock out with your cock out, there's no better place to do it than the Jesse Drachman Show. Let's do it. Here's your host, Jesse Drachman.
Yeah! That's the best Jesse, intro ever. I love it. I love it. I'm going to use I have a Freakenstein intro that you requested that I will definitely use for you, man. So
a what?
Yeah, dude, like a music, my own little musical.
Is this a death metal intro? Like Jesse Drachman Show? Yeah.
No, not quite. But it'll
can
be
I hear
tempo.
A death metal voice?
Where is it? I'm trying to find it. It's a mail.
Mike. We have been waiting for you.
That's pretty scary. It sounds like you're talking in like you're sucking air and talking. Can you?
Oh, that one's like this one. This was
Mike. We've been waiting for you.
Oh Jesus, that scares the fuck out of me. So are you sucking in air while you're saying that?
That was the sucking in air.
Can I try it?
Yeah. I've never done it. It's fun.
Mike, I'm sucking it out. How are you today? I'm really good, thank you.
That was pretty good.
That was terrible.
Nah, come on, man. I thought that was pretty good. For a first effort, you got to start somewhere, dude. So that was pretty decent. That was cool. Look, it takes a bit of work. I'm still, you know, I've never perfected it. I'm still trying new things every day, man. So, yeah.
Keep on trucking, man. Nice.
That's it. That's it, up, dude. Yeah. Man, you know a thing or two about the voice yourself, dude. You've been doing it and doing it in style for a good time. And are you still learning new things every day?
You can never stop learning as a voiceover person, especially when there's new technology coming out. Even if it's the most expensive microphone on the market or it's a brand new iPhone. Like I just did an audition for a big US commercial, and just for something different, I got my voiceover booth and I recorded it on the iPhone just to send it to my agent and tell her, just say what it sound like, just as something, you know, something that might stand out amongst a thousand other auditions. And she said she liked it, so she'll use it. But that's the equipment side of it. But learning things, I'm always learning stuff. And the market is constantly changing as a voiceover guy. If it's a TV series I'm voicing, or a documentary series, or it's just a commercial.
Yeah.
You know, at the moment, they want someone who sounds like they're not a voiceover guy. And they're just someone talking like, how you going? Hey, maybe you should take out this insurance and waste all your money on fuck all because you're never going to use it.
Wow. You know, that's crazy.
This like TV station promos are still a bit ballsy, and that's just what the way they do it because they're stuck in the 80s. I shouldn't say that because I'm getting paid by them. Yeah, tonight on Nine, they've got the same guy doing the voiceovers that have been there since the 1960s. On Nine.
I love that.
Sounds like he could be in a death metal band. Steve is a nice guy, but he's 99 years old. He should give someone else a turn.
It's like that voiceover dude that used to do the trailers back in the old video days back in the 80s and 90s even. You know,
Dan LaFontaine.
Is that him?
May God rest his soul. In a world where Jesse Drachman stands alone, he finds himself naked on the street singing death metal, but the ladies love it. That's the way you are.
That's the one. That's exactly it. I was like, from the creators of Aliens and from Toy Story comes Jesse Drachman's underpants.
Jesse Drachman's underpants.
Yeah. Oh, you can have some fun with that, right?
Yeah,
that's,
totally.
That's killer fun. I love it. I love it. Man, that's really cool knowing that you're still learning stuff every day. And I guess, you know, one question I do want to ask is, like, for any budding voice actor star out there, what piece of advice would you give them starting out besides equipment?
It's really a tough industry to get into. I mean, I've been doing voiceovers since I was about 12 years old.
Yeah.
I had a pager on my belt at school. And beeped. I had to go to the principal's office, and my mum would have to pick me up early, or my dad would pick me up early and take me to do a voiceover. Then all that money I saved up, I had to spend at the dentist because my friend knocked out my teeth. Thanks, Chris Marter, if you're listening. Long story. But I would suggest taking some lessons if you haven't had them. I'd suggest listening to the radio, recording the radio, and writing out the commercials that are on there, especially the ones that you think sound like your voice, and recording yourself and listening to yourself back over and over again.
That's a good piece of advice.
That's a good start. Then once you've got a good demo, just track down who are the best creative directors at ad agencies, radio station creatives, and just appeal to their ego, because they all got ego. Yeah. They love it. They're like, oh, this person wants me to give them money. What would they do for me? you just say, listen, I know you're the best person in town to ask this. I really appreciate your time. I just love it so much. If you just give me a little bit of advice and just listen to about 30 seconds of my demo, I'd love to know what you think. If they don't hang up on you, they just might like you and take you under their wing and give you a little bit of work.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. So stroking the ego. It's kind of like stroking the penis, but
I wouldn't bother with voice agents though. I would especially if you're starting out, because you'll just get forgotten about. You really gotta hustle and get your own work, and then a voice agent might be interested in you, and the agents have got good relationships with casting agents all over the world, and they can potentially get your work. Maybe a good way for someone who's never done a voiceover is to get on something like Fiverr. I know there's a lot of voiceover people on Fiverr that are doing ads for, you know,
It's a great 10, platform. 20
bucks or whatever, but it's a start, yeah. And it might help you, you know, get somewhere.
Yeah, it's a great platform for creative. I use it lots for comic book artists and that. So man, I can test for it for sure. It's great. Man, so you've got some crazy ass stories, man. I mean, we don't have near enough time to discuss even half of those stories, but you mentioned guys like Slash, and I remember hanging out with you once with a certain member of KISS, Mr. Gene Simmons. So, man, I don't know if you remember that day very well, but I remember I was looking after the room, and you were in there hanging out with Gene, and he just starts playing guitar and starts serenading us the Monster Mash. It's like, dude, that's crazy.
I was working in the lab late one night. He did that match. He did the Monster Mash.
That was cool, man. It was so super cool.
Was that at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Gold Coast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He was promoting a bass guitar. It's his own brand of bass guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hosted his launch of that in Sydney. And they said, do you want to do it on the Gold Coast as well? Because I was there. I went, yeah, why not? And they were paying well, obviously.
That's always good.
Because they got me. And I thought, yeah, why wouldn't you want to work with Gene Simmons? How cool, work with him again.
Yeah,
I got along well with him last time. And when we were chatting away backstage, he was banging on about Australian Idol and those, X Factor shows, how he'd never do them and they're all crap, which we all know now, because whoever wins those competitions, they just disappear. And the TV stations make all the money, and the talent is forgotten about most of the time, which is really sad.
It is.
But I was chatting to him. He's saying how shit they were, and I've got a friend who works on X Factor. Well, he actually was one of the executive producers. And I just started talking about him and how, you know, that show's going really well. And he goes, oh, do you have his number? And I went, so clearly he's pissed off because he hasn't got one of the hosting roles on one of those shows.
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, I do. Why don't I give him a call now? Yeah, can you call him? And so I rang this guy. His name's Jonathan Summerhays, and he's one of the bosses at Fremantle TV. I said, Jono, it's Goldman. He goes, mate, I can't talk. I'm in the middle of auditions for X Factor. And I go, hey, I'm here with Gene Simmons from KISS. He wants to talk to you. And Goldman, fuck off. I'm busy. I haven't got time for jokes. And I go, dude, I'm just putting Gene Simmons on because I'm not kidding. I'm here with him hosting an event, and he wants to talk to you about doing some work together. He's like, what? So I put him on, and they had a chat for about 20 minutes. And I heard that he flew up on a jet, a private jet, and they had meetings, and something might have come about from it, but I don't know what.
Oh,
but
wow.
That was cool. And then Gene got up on stage to talk about his guitars.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from KISS, and you're all fucked.
Gene Simmons is a bit more, hi, I'm Gene Simmons.
That's the one.
Hi.
Hi.
So he got up on stage, talking about his life, his career, KISS, all the great stories, the guitars that he's selling. Then I got all of the Meter Maids up on stage, Gold Coast Meter Maids.
Yeah.
If you don't know who they are, they're basically girls who walk around in gold bikinis. And if your meter runs out, they'll pay your meter so you don't get a fine and stick a flyer on your window of your car promoting a bar or a restaurant that you should go to say thanks because they paid for your meter to be parked.
Exactly.
For your car to be parked. And anyway, so as soon as they hit the stage, Gene's wife ran up on stage and she's like, this is not fucking happening. I mean, like, oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Gene Simmons' wife from Simmons Family Values. You know, they had a reality TV show.
Yeah, they did.
She's just standing there looking at me. And Gene leans over and goes, she's serious. You better get them off. And I go, okay, let's hear it for the Meter Maids. Oh, yeah, thank you, ladies. We'll get you back up later. Hey, so how are you? And I did a little interview with her. And she's just like the angriest interview I've ever done in my life. This is after, I didn't know she was here when I said this, but a little bit earlier, I played a little joke on Gene because it would have been about 1997 when KISS were at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, and I'd just done an outside broadcast with Triple M, and I did an interview with Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley earlier that day, and the outside broadcast was from a strip club opening called Santa Fe Gold. And classy. And we did a we were one of the first radio stations in Australia. We were the first commercial radio station in Australia. I put together a website for us, and we were broadcasting live pictures from the opening of Santa Fe Gold on the Triple M website.
Wow.
And anyway, I invited all the strippers because Gene said bring some girls to the show. That's and true. It was my mum's birthday. And I took my mum to the show. And then after the Kiss concert, which was fucking epic, I said, hey, did you want to go meet the band? Because I've been invited backstage. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. So I went backstage and there's all these girls there. And Dean walked straight past all these skanky girls and straight up to my mom and goes, hey, Mike, who's this beautiful lady? I went, oh, this is my mom. And mom elbowed me because she was single at the time. And I mean, I said, this is Erica. I'll get you guys a drink. He doesn't drink, so I just got a drink for myself. And my mom turned around like a total dork, standing there with a bottle of champagne and two glasses, and mom's nowhere to be found. Mom knocking on doors, running around backstage. Anyone know where my mom is? I'm looking for my mommy. I can't follow my mommy. Anyway, mom messages me about 15 minutes later. Hey, can you get home by yourself? I'm just going to hang out with my new friend for a while.
Oh, wow.
And I went, no, mom, that's ridiculous. You can't just leave me out here. Boondle at the Brisbane Entertainment Center. It's going to cost me $150 to get a taxi all the way back into town because it's the dumbest entertainment center so far from the city. I suppose same distance as Kudos Bank Arena in the western suburbs of Sydney. Yeah. But I just went, okay, yeah, fair enough. And mum, she was holding a rose in her hand when she came from backstage to say, oh, can I go off with my new friend? I went, yeah, okay, cool. Next day, she calls me, driving him to the airport.
Wow.
And she's like, hey, everything's going great. I'm just dropping Gene at the airport. He's like, hey, Mike.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure it was all above board. Had a bit of Netflix and chill. Maybe, you know, watched a couple of movies and hung out, got to know each other.
Yeah, that's it. What,
I don't know if you heard the story about Gene Simmons. He's got this Polaroid. He always takes Polaroids of the girls he's with.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Tried to take a Polaroid of my mom.
Oh, did he? That's nice.
And mom snatched it off him and said, no, you can't have that.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's gold. That's literally gold. Man.
Cool dude, though.
He definitely a cool dude. Definitely. One of my favorites. And you mentioned you had an experience with Slash once, too. Is that true?
Which one? I mean, because I interviewed him a few times over the
years. Yeah, you said you had some zany rock and roll story involving Slash, and I'm trying to remember.
Maybe it could have been when he was backstage. I went to see him with his band Slash's Snake Pit in Sydney.
Yeah.
And and I was talking to what's the name of his lead singer?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
You're referring to. Slash came in and I did an interview with him at Triple M.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be a 10 or 15 minute interview. He started rolling a joint and cracked open a bottle of Jack Daniels. And like, I don't really smoke I drink, but and I'm drinking out of the same bottle of Slash and smoking weed with him in the studio, which was illegal back then, which I think is still illegal now. And a 10-minute interview ended up going for 3 hours. And just playing whatever from the Triple M library. Like, you know, it's random Steppenwolf tracks, you know, Guns N' Roses tracks that I hadn't heard of before. Rolling Stones tracks that were his favorite songs of all time. We're just playing them and getting wasted. And about 30 or 40 people around the glass outside the studio. And the boss came in, I think it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and said, Goldman, you're playing commercials, talking, and playing songs at the same time. It makes no fucking sense. Get off. Okay, cool. That was the end of the interview.
Oh, that's gold. That's a brilliant story. I'm sure you got plenty of good ones like that too. So, I mean, besides getting to meet these interesting people, like, what's some of the most rewarding qualities of what you do besides the paycheck, obviously. But
well, I haven't been. Well, radio pays shit, but I haven't been on radio for a long time. Unless you're Carl Sandilands, who gets $5 million a year to say the C word on air.
Oh, wow. Is that all? Jesus. Unbelievable. Jesus.
Anyway.
Lucky guy.
Or, yeah, well, I mean, radio was fun and it gave me good grounding. Like I worked in the country in Taree. I worked in Gosford, Wollongong, Brisbane and Sydney. And my dad worked on radio his whole life. My brother and my sisters, and they all worked on radio. And it just gives you a good understanding of the media industry and how it works.
Yeah.
And that really, you know, kicked my ass into gear and taught me some discipline and how to hustle, how to make things happen, how to promote shows and how to promote yourself.
It's funny
I had a ball working for Today FM and Triple M back in the day.
It's funny how you mentioned the hustle, man, because it's so relevant, like, and it's so similar to hustling in the music industry, man. It's just, like, the parallels are crazy. You know, I can definitely relate to all that. Just, the hustle is real.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a lot of knockbacks.
Yeah.
So you just got to take the knockbacks as water off a duck's back and just keep moving on and keep knocking on those doors, because the more doors you knock on, the sooner one's going to open. And you really, if you want to work on radio or TV or, you know, whatever industry it is you want to work in and you haven't worked in it before, you've usually got to start out working for free.
Yeah.
And just prove yourself enough till you're valuable to them and they have to pay you. And then try to be so good that they can't ignore you and they're going to pay you more.
Fair enough. That's pretty solid advice, man. So you mentioned you're getting into theater work as well. Is it something that you're passionate about as well?
I haven't done any stage shows, although I am reading a stage play tonight.
Yeah.
For a friend who just messaged me earlier today. But acting wise, I mean, I've been an actor since I was a kid, you know, home and away when I was like 15, 16. And, you know, last year I was in Young Rock with The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, playing an American lawyer. I played an auctioneer in Joe versus Carol for NBC Universal with Kate McKinnon and David Wenham. Cool. Did a little scene with them, which was fun. I was in the wilds on Amazon Prime and Place to Call Home on Foxtel Channel 7, you know. Wentworth, I did a little bit in Wentworth, the prison show. So lots of little acting gigs here and there. Nothing really, no real huge roles, but just, you know, guest starring sort of roles and episodes and stuff like that.
Is there a real freedom in like doing voiceovers in comparison to acting, like for TV and that? Like, is it a different style of creative flexibility?
Really, when you're working as an actor or as a TV host or, you know, a voiceover guy, you're just working with whoever the director or producer is and telling you how they want it. And it's how you can go into the role. I mean, voiceover stuff's different because, you know, people say who are directing will tell you exactly how to say a word. But acting wise, people tell you how to play out a scene with a feeling and an emotion and a situation, and you just sort of have to feel it from there rather than each individual particular word.
Mm, that's interesting. And like, do you, with some of those scenes and acting, like you mentioned Home and Away and that, was there ever, like, early on, was there awkward moments for you sort of learning the hard way?
So when I was on Home and Away, I was in the green room and I met Dannii Minogue for the first time. And I was,
oh, that's always fun.
Oh my God, she is even more beautiful in real life. I'm talking to her and I'm all nervous. And hi, Dannii, I'm a big fan. You know, I used to watch you on Young Talent Time. And she's like, oh, that's nice. And I'm like, yeah, I've been, you know, wanting to get into acting for a while. I'm really excited to be here. And how are you going on the show? Dannii? She was asleep.
Oh, wow.
I talked her to sleep. And anyway, we got on the set. I'm freaking out and I'm a bit nervy. And I forgot my line and she hits me on the back of the head with a ruler. and Craig McLaughlin, not really working in the industry anymore. Don't know why. He was playing our school teacher and he was drawing big penises on the school board just out of camera shot. I was 15. But, you know, I'd seen a drawn penis before. He was just making everyone feel relaxed and having a laugh.
Right, as you do. Jesus. Oh my Lord. That's pretty funny, man. And you've obviously learned a lot since then with the acting world. And you've mentioned that you can never not learn enough. So what goals and aspirations, you know, for a guy as esteemed as yourself, like, where do you go from here? Like, do you have more goals that you feel, let's go for that?
Mate, you know what? It's, you kind of, as an actor, you're just playing it by ear, you know?
Right.
You got to get out there and write your own stuff, produce your own stuff until other people are hiring you. You mentioned, you know, what do you do if you want to be a voiceover guy? Well,
yeah.
You know, you start out doing it for free. I mean, I'm still doing short films and, you know, other little acting roles for free. I mean, tonight I'm reading some scripts for people for free who are writing a stage play. I shot a movie in New York last year. That's so cool. You know, it was the top 10 films around the world on Amazon Prime. But I did it for free just to be in it. And, you know, eventually someone comes along and goes, well, actually, that guy's really good. You know, hey, let's use him. Mm. So fingers crossed, you know, other stuff will happen. I mean, actually, the guy who made that film promised me a role in his next one. So fingers crossed. But I have to play a Russian. I got to be a big, deep-voiced Russian man who is very good with explosives.
That sounds very good and very
Sergey. Is that
rock
you?
And roll. Da. Oh man, I love it. I love the creative craziness of voice acting. It's so much fun, and I'm sure you do too, man. So, have you done much stuff with video games as well?
No, but I'd love to get into it.
Yeah, I can totally hear you doing that. I actually got into a little bit myself, and for the first time doing some stuff with that Roblox video game, doing some fun noises and voices, and I've got the bug for it now. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What games are you playing?
Well, that one was just doing like voices for like their Halloween packs, and you know, they're saying do a werewolf noise, and I could do that. Do a ghost, do this, and I just started ad-libbing all kinds of crazy stuff. But video games wise, man, I love all the adventure and horror games. I can totally hear your voice in some horror games.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, dude, 100%. I reckon it'd be fun. I reckon you could do a killer narration.
I've been playing Resident Evil on Oculus. That's a pretty cool game.
Oh man, that is badass. So, okay, so you enjoy a few video games in your downtime as well. Is that sort of one of your main sort of chill things you like to do outside
surf,
of your profession?
Surf, I play guitar, you know, video games, you know, you name it.
Cool. That's awesome, man. And you're a bit of a shredder on the guitar?
A shredder? No, I just play chords. Just plonk around.
Plonk around. It's the way life
should be. I did play in a band in the late 90s, and we got to tour with the Angels and the Hoodoo Gurus and played with Bad Religion at Festival Hall, one of the last concerts at Festival Hall in Brisbane, which was pretty cool.
That's bloody awesome, man. Bad Religion rules, and the Angels. I worked with the Angels a couple of times, actually, with Doc Neeson, man, one of the most intriguing individuals out there.
Yeah, what'd you do with him?
I worked the backstage for the Sydney Hard Rock Cafe opening. So I was looking after whatever Doc needed. So the dancers were drinking his Sauv Blanc. So he's like, Jesse, can you please get me some Sauv Blanc? I went, Doc, for you, I'll move mountains. So
he's a lovely guy.
Yeah, dude, totally. I interviewed him once for when I was working community radio back in the day. And man, he is just such a cool dude. And his manager interrupted the interview and he's like, excuse me, so-and-so, I'm talking to my friend Jesse. I was like, wow. Wow. That just spoke volumes of the character.
Yeah. So, I mean, whoever that douchebag was is an idiot for interrupting an interview. I'd be pissed off.
Big douchebags.
I love Doc just had this great voice. Hi, it's Doc Neeson.
Yeah.
Use him as a voiceover guy on Triple M. But I went to Afghanistan and Iraq with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did shows for the troops. I was the MC and he'd get on stage with his band. It was an incredible time.
Wow, that's incredible. What a cool guy. And you, sorry, I won't hold you up too much longer, dude, but
you're good.
Yeah, you mentioned playing in a band and opening for like the Angels and Bad Religion. Man, that would have been like such an awesome experience. Like, getting that taste of the rock and roll with, you know, rubbing alongside bands like Bad Religion, right?
There's nothing like having your Gibson plugged into a big Marshall. I think I had a JCM 900 and a microphone in front of it, or, you know, plugged into the system. Yeah. And it you just strum it, and it goes through this huge mega system in a massive concert hall. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Gone from this little tiny rehearsal room or a couple of little pub gigs around Brisbane to these massive fucking speakers. And it's like, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah, it's a euphoric experience, man. When you first hear yourself in a, like in that sort of setting, it's pretty surreal. Like I get chills thinking about it. Playing in front of a lot of people, you just kind of go, holy shit, this is real. This is happening. So yeah, pretty cool that you get to experience that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, man, totally. Well, Mike, man, thanks so much for your time, dude. I could hassle you for more stories for hours, man, but I know you're a busy man and things to do, video games to play and stuff. So I thank you for your time, dude. You're an absolute legend.
And anytime, my friend. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, and thanks for the intro, man. That was great. It was good fun.
And that was Mike Goldman, live on the Jesse Drachman Show.
Do you need some music? Here you go. Here's some horror music.
Yeah, thanks.
And that was Mike Goldman talking to Jesse Drachman.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I love it.
Good on you, dude. See you soon.
Thanks, mate. You look after yourself, man.
You
thanks
too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Mike Goldman. What a treat that was. Thanks so much to each and every single one of you for taking the time to tune into this little show called Happy Days. Big thanks to Mike for taking the time to have a chat on this show, man. This is great. It's freaking awesome that we get to get guests like Mike. We've been racking up some great guests on this show, and they're going to keep on coming, man, I promise you. So you hit that subscribe button, leave a review, tell your friends about the show, and we'll keep the good content coming, man, I promise you. This is like a chat with a good friend, as a friend of mine said to me today, so I'm going to roll with that. That's a great analogy. I really dig that. And I hope I can be your friend too, and help motivate or better still, inspire you to go out there and do something great with your lives or with your day. So thanks again for tuning in to Happy Days, part of the Freak Productions Network. You can find us at www.freekproductions.com, the place where it's just too weird to be a freak. And we're going to keep the good stuff coming. We've got more books coming, more comic books, more podcasts. The creative train ain't stopping anytime soon, let me tell you. So keep supporting us, please. And we'll keep the goods coming. Hope you guys have a great week. Thanks again for tuning in. And thanks again to Mike Goldman for sharing his happy days right here on the Happy Days Network. Till next time, stay happy, stay motivated, stay focused. This has been Jesse, and you've been awesome. Thank you.